David Massa, Radon Reduction Systems. Can you talk about that? First of all, thank you for helping my father-in-law out and mother-in-law, Larry.
No problem.
They sold their home in Del Webb out in McHenry. And somebody came.
We're going to say Huntley, but that's okay.
No, it was McHenry. You could say Huntley, but you would be in the wrong area, right? It was in Mundelein.
I could say is Lake County.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Mundelein. Thank you. Yeah, I was like, Del Webb isn't in McHenry,
Dave. It's way up there from Naperville.
Yeah, let me just point out.
Another time zone, I think.
It's in McHenry. It's in Mundelein.
It's in Lake County. Mundelein.
Started with an M.
Mundelein. Okay. I think you're right.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the two, guys. I know where Del Webb's are.
Okay, well, okay.
Prince of a man.
Semantics.
Nice man.
Semantics.
They bought this house.
Got it.
It was built.
It's in Illinois.
It's in Illinois. It's up there up in the northern part of the state.
Sure.
They wanted to sell. They're closer to us now,
yeah,
which is great. They're three blocks away from us. Somebody came in, bought the home. When they bought it, they didn't check if it had radon.
It wasn't a thing then.
It was 3 years ago. They moved there 3-4 years ago.
Huh.
Would radon have popped up in 3 years that quickly?
You know what? Levels can change from day to day.
Okay.
It's probably a big part of the reason that a lot of people think it's a bunch of BS or a scam.
Okay.
Yes, it could change from day to day. Weather conditions, snow on the ground, saturation from rain, that all kind of restricts the ease in which radon comes up in your backyard. So, it could change from day to day.
So, lucky them, when the nice lady bought their home and they were able to move closer to us because there was a schlep to get out to Mundelein. No disrespect to Mundelein, but
of course not.
There's no easy way to get from Northbrook to Mundelein. It's a pain in the rear end. So, he'd say, I got radon, what do I do? Right? So, he's calling me for movers and everything. I'm like, all right, called Dave. And you came out and put a system in there and knocked it out and everything is good. So thank you. I want to thank you for that.
Not at all. The $100 kickback fee was just a drop in the bucket.
That's cheap.
No problem. So,
he had a deal with
I would love to know, what do you mean it changes? Okay. So if I understand it, you can't smell it. You can't see it. So it's a gas.
Right.
But what do you mean it changes levels daily?
You know, with your house, every house is different. So your house breathes. Okay, the new homes are extremely energy efficient.
They don't breathe so much.
Tighter. Yeah. They're tighter. So the radon comes into your house through openings, cracks on the floor, wall floor joints, sump pits, gravel crawl spaces. So part of what we do is we create barriers because although radon can penetrate concrete floors, it cannot penetrate like plastic or a sump pit lid. So when it rains, again, the ground saturates. If you have windy conditions, not really a good time to do a radon test. If barometric pressure and humidity is heavy, it, again, restricts the flow that radon could come up in your house.
So right now, with this cold weather and this little blanket of snow / ice / frozen ground, is that an optimal time to test for radon or not an optimal time?
Not really. Not really. The thing about that is a lot of times a radon test will give you a two-day window, a two-day reading, if you will. The real estate industry recognizes a minimum of a 48-hour test. So if it rains those 48 hours, chances are your levels are going to be a little high.
Hmm.
But you know what? Radon, a lot of very, very intelligent people don't even know what radon is. So I'm going to tell you what radon is.
Great.
Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that comes from the radioactive decay of uranium in the soil. Radon is colorless, odorless, tasteless, and it is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers. So second leading cause of lung cancer. Radon kills more people than asbestos, carbon monoxide, lead from paint, fire, and smoke from fire combined. Get that word, combined.
I think this is a good segue to Igor. You had a customer in Skokie who passed. Can you explain what that story? And we talked about a breakfast that you two blew us off for.
Yeah.
But it's a great story.
We're never going to live that down, Jess.
No, it ties into what Dave just said. Go ahead. This is a horrific story.
100%. We got a call. This was probably close to maybe almost 10 years ago now, David. But we got a call from the son who was selling the family home, the parents' home.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that his mom passed. And we started kind of talking about it. And he said that she passed from lung cancer, and she was not a smoker. And in the process of selling the home, the buyer requested a radon test. And they did this radon test, and the radon was through the roof in this particular home. For whatever reason. And they now suspect, or that at that time they were suspecting that, that the reason that she had lung cancer, being a non-smoker, was potentially from living in this home for 50 years with the presence of this very elevated level of radon in that home.
Goes with not, he, yeah. I'm just like, what? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's, you know, when we got into this business in 1991, even our friends, some of our family were like, oh, right, radon. I was a plumber. And so, but my reply to that is, for people that don't know much about radon or maybe think it's a hoax, just sit down at your laptop with a cup of tea or a glass of wine or something. Do a little research, dig in for about 15 minutes, and you'll sit back in your chair and you'll say, you know what? I should test my house for radon. And to know what your radon level is, which, by the way, the EPA recommends every homeowner test their house once every 2 years, you have to specifically test for it. The state of Illinois is regulated, so if you're doing anything with radon gas testing or mitigation like us, you have to be licensed with the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Do you offer the test and the mitigation, or is that a separate company that does the test and then you come in and do the mitigation?
In 1999, the state of Illinois started regulating our industry. Before that, we could test our own work, but they said, no, I don't think so. It's a conflict of interest.
It would be, right? Yeah. That's like someone saying like, oh, yeah, you definitely need that. And it's like, oh, yes. I could fix it.
Right. Well, it's kind of like Rocket Mortgage with their mortgage lawsuit.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm just trying to segue tight things together. Okay. Dave, you got a minute before the break.
Okay, so I just wanted to say, if levels radon is measured in what is called picocuries per liter, that's PCI/L, recommended action level is 4 picocuries per liter or more. To know what you have to specifically test. We recommend using a state-licensed tester because you know it's going to be done right.
Is there a consumer product available that will kind of guess very smartly what radon levels might be in your house? Like, is there a system that our listeners could just have? Because if it changes all the time, I could have somebody come out, test it, and be like, yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah, if you walk in and you pass out and your hair falls out.
Come on.
I was about to ask, what about for people that live in, like, apartments and stuff where, like, like for me, you know, I don't own a home, so how am I supposed to know if the area that I'm living in is safe?
You know what? I appreciate that question, and I'll make it quick, Dave. So last year, January 24th, one of the coolest days for a long time, a new law went into effect called the Radon Tenant Protection Act. This state of Illinois is a population of 12.7 million people. Get this, a third of those rent. So that's like 4.23 million. And up till January 24th, there was no regulatory protection with them.
Wow.
Check that out. I've got more information for
that's
you
great
on that
news.
If you want to ask.
Yeah. So
and that affects a lot of different things.
Would Jessica go to her landlord or go to the management company to get it tested? Or what they don't know. And is there rights of renters that they could ask or request that their landlord do it? How does that work?
Okay, how that works is one of the major battles with getting that law passed, which took about 3 years. There's a bunch of smart people that are passionate about the industry and public awareness called the Illinois Radon Policy Task Force. It took us 3 years to get that law passed. But one of the major battles getting that passed was because if you do a test, you tell your landlord. If he does a test, he can check your test. And if it's still high, you can break your lease.
Oh, wow.
With no ramifications, okay. No penalties.
So do I have to hire a company to do this radon test, or is there something available on the market that
yes,
we can?
Yes, there is. The big box stores sell.
Big box stores, okay.
Home Depot, Menards, Lowe's, they sell it.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
630-357-9474.